What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show, 31st edition, coming at you live and in color. Hope you enjoyed episode 30. It was very muscular. It was very good muscular show. I loved it. It was good. A lot of stuff went down. I'm on the road this week, and Coach, you're getting ready for prospect camp.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Prospect camp this Thursday. We actually put up a graphic that was pretty cool, man. Over 25% of our roster. I think it was like 27% of our roster has attended one of our prospect camps or elite camp, including Mr. Blaze Wallace.
No doubt. He sure has. And Coach, there was a graphic that got a lot of play this weekend. I'm seeing you and Coach White and Shakur and G-Shawn, graduation. Some haters out there, but I said, Coach Gill's is creating legacies, you know, but it's all good. Y'all look good. You look very happy. The young men were doing your thing. You're looking very dapper, Coach. I saw you and Coach White doing your thing.
Well, I don't know how you could hate on our starting backcourt graduate, but, you know, this is 2025. You're right. I was very, very happy. Very proud of those guys. It's a good thing, man. That's my favorite day of the year is graduation day. Coach White and I, we were very proud of Shakur and G-Shawn.
No doubt, Coach. And also, Coach, like you said, man, I know we have had shows in the season ended really like doing shows like that, but I know you've been burning the phones. Coaches calling you. Coaches trying to help you and help you and Coach White out. And let's talk about the recruiting process and how you just happen to go out there and really find the diamonds in the rough, because, you know, which is not a secret, we're limited what we can do, but you're still getting quality kids despite the limitations and still winning games despite the limitations.
I appreciate that, JR. That's why this camp was so important, man. Just for example, just to kind of use Blazin as an example, we've been recruiting him since he was a junior, and it started with that camp. And it's also what I love about, so we have our prospect camp now in May, and that's when I like to bring coaches from other schools to come and evaluate, help evaluate kids. But the elite camp in October is when our kids work it, and that's actually a good time for incoming recruits to get to know our guys and get to know, not just our staff, but our student athletes that are already there. And I like for them to tell their story of how, they got there and how recruiting is for them. But, as far as our prospect camp for May, this is strictly for high school prospects. We don't, we try to get as many high school prospects there as possible. It's not just for 2025, but it's going to be dominated by 2025 prospects. And with, the recruiting climate and environment right now, I think it's paramount that if you're not either signed somewhere or you're not going somewhere, that you're going to a college camp. It doesn't matter if it's our camp, you should be on a college campus. That's how you get to know college coaches and, hopefully college student athletes that are already there at the school.
No doubt, coach, and when I've talked to some young men right now who are in the portal, and it's May, and they ain't got no bites, and I'm like, maybe you should stay where you were at. Maybe you should take that JUCO or go to that lower D1 or D2 and quit trying to hold out for something that ain't gonna come. And I hate to say that with the young men, I gotta be real with them. Like sometimes you overplay your hand,
That's good advice, JR,
And then sometimes coaches also
but here's
underplay your hand too, and tell you stuff that you want to hear, and you believe it. And then when they leave and move on, they don't take you with them. Like you have to really know
well,
who
I
you
mean,
are.
here's the thing. When we recruit and we've signed three guys already, we try to get guys on campus as soon as possible, not just through this camp, not just even through the season, inviting guys to games, but the crucial time for us is that month and a half after the season. We want to see how much you want to come to the school. We don't want guys that, all right, well, I guess I'll, come visit, or I guess I'll come work out. We want guys that are pounding us, that want to be here. And, we've been blessed to have a lot of people that want to come to our program. There's a lot of talent out there. So, it's just a matter of timing sometimes. It's a matter of, just guys just being in the right place at the right time, having a good day. But also, we look at where you came from. What coach did you play for? That's huge when it comes to, signing players. I personally take a look at who did you play for? What program did you come from?
That tells you who you're getting as a player. You know what quality programs are and what they are about, what they're gonna do and what they're gonna say, how you're gonna work it. So that's very important because I think that character piece and that reputation piece is really big. And I think sometimes young men don't understand that.
No, they don't. They don't. But here's the problem. Some coaches don't understand that. Some coaches, you have to be honest with any player that you're sending out there, because a coach like me, I'll be cordial, I'll be professional, but if I get a player and there's something going on that you didn't tell me about, it doesn't, a lot of times it's not even going to be about basketball. It's about, things that the player has. Everybody has a character. So, if there's something that you're not letting me know of because you think you're hurting a prospect, you're actually hurting the prospect worse. It's actually better to just tell the coach, everything and let the coach know what type of player he's getting. Because if something goes down and that coach is like, wow, this is not the first time you've done this, that coach will not deal with the coach for another player again. He just can't.
It's funny you say that, coach, because just this morning I had a talk with a D1 player about reputation and character. And reputation is what people perceive you to be. Your character is what you are and what you do. And now he was calling me about a female. So I was like, I'm listening to you. And I'm like, young man, let me help you with something. You got to be true to who you are, authentically yourself. You can't change yourself to appease anybody, even a female that you like. She has to accept you for who you are and who you ain't going to be. You're still a developing young man. You're in your 20s. You're still developing mentally, physically, emotionally, all spiritually. You're still developing. But your character is who you are, what you do. And you can't oversell yourself to a female. You can't buy her. Because she's going to take you for your gifts, not you for who you are. You have to be true to who you are. And I'm worrying about the basketball. You have to be true to who I'm as a player on the court and who you are off the court. And what people perceive of you is one thing, but what you do is another thing. And it's kind of like what they call Missouri, a show me state. Others see what you do and show me what you do, then what you tell me what you do. So I was trying to tell that young man this morning, coach, we were to do a female, but it was like, look, you got to be true to who you are. Let the shoot fall where they may and live with the result. And that can go for basketball or just life period.
Well, it's funny. I mean, let's kind of dive into it. So character to me is if you know that you're supposed to be somewhere at a certain time and you know that the team will suffer if you're either tardy or you're absent for what have you, or if you just continue to make excuses. Like you said, it's not the first time. You know, I don't want people to get misconstrued. If a young man's rough around the edges, I actually love that. Most coaches love that. We call that tough guys come from tough upbringings. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about character is, you know what? I say I love basketball. I say I want this degree. But yet everything that I'm doing, and it's not the big things. It's the little things. The little things that cause you to lose games. And it's the little things that cause you to not have the success you're supposed to. So those are the things that I'm talking about. If a young man is late for shoot around, or if he's late for team dinner, or if he's late to the bus to go to practice, if he does it one time, everybody has that one time where, you know what, I understand. But if it becomes a second time habitual, trust me, they did it the place before they got there. You know, you're not going to change that as a coach. So that's what I'm talking about. Those are the things we want to know about. And it's the same at the next level at your level. I've gotten a call from NBA personnel, you know, when I had a young man that was drafted. They didn't ask about basketball. They asked about the little things.
It's so smart of this coach. If you say you don't call somebody back or email or text them back, do that. It's that small, truthfully. If you're going to say, if you're going to meet at insert place and insert time, don't be on CP time.
you know what's funny? You're putting some gems out there. Communication. Coaches hate it when players do not communicate. And do not communicate is not, well, I got a text at 9 a.m. and I'm responding at 11:30 a.m. Coach, I had class. No, we know your schedule. We know when you had class. And we've seen you in class because I'm one of the few coaches that do class checks. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody's doing this. So don't tell me you didn't get my text or you couldn't get my text because of class. Those are the things. Communicate. If you know you're going to be late, there's nothing wrong with saying, coach, I'm running late. I don't think people understand if a player wakes up late, if you're supposed to be at practice at 6:30 and you wake up at 6, you're going to be late. Just text the coach. Coach, I overslept. I'm on my way. That goes far. But if you just don't communicate, you just show up and now you have an attitude and now you make that energy infect the team. That's what I'm talking about. And all coaches have dealt with that.
Because it's just, hey, you know, the truth takes you farther than a lie. Like, if you just real about it, it can be dealt with in a different way than if you just going to try to massage you.
But JR, you know what the truth does? It exposes you. When you tell the truth, it exposes you. And a lot of people don't want to get exposed. And we're not just talking about players, but everybody. You know, when you tell the truth, when you're transparent, you expose yourself. And a lot of people, like, for example, if I know that I have this reputation and it may not be well earned, then I can't tell the truth because I'm going to get exposed that reputation. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to recruiting. We may see things on the court. We may see things, you know, as far as accolades, but there's always something good or bad And you know, most coaches, the majority of coaches, they're going to tell the truth. But there are some coaches that will, you know, not tell the whole story, thinking, you know what, I don't want to kill this kid. Well, you are killing the kid because, again, if you don't fully expose that young man to who his next coach is going to be, it's going to happen where that young man's going to get exposed. So it's better that the coach knows what he's getting. A lot of times, you know, when you know, a coach may say, hey, you know, this young man has gotten in trouble with, you know, with me for such and such. Oh, that's nothing. I'm fine with that, you know. But thank you for telling me, because now I know. And that's actually something where I'll tell the prospect, hey, your coach said this and this, you know, about what happened. And you know what? You know what I always tell those prospects? You got a great coach, because he wants you to get better at something. So he's letting me know this is what he's had to deal with you, and this is what we're working on with you becoming a better man. Those are the players that, you know, and the coaches that I deal with time and time again, and they know who they are.
Coach, and I think in my case, where I'm at now, I don't care about it because I'm at a point I don't care no more. I'm gonna tell you the truth because I don't care. I'm just gonna tell you how it is. And coach, you said something to me privately. What I'm gonna say on the air, that you told me people have a problem with my delivery because I'm too blunt and too real. You know, I just feel like the truth is the truth. You know what I'm saying? And I talk how I talk. Like I said, told that young man, I'm authentically myself. I can't change how I deliver things to you. It may not come out perfect or pristine, but there's a message to what I'm saying to you. And I think you should heed my warnings if I tell you something and I don't really deal with you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't that type of dude to gossip. You know what I mean? So if I tell you something and I don't deal with you like that, it's for a reason. I'm trying to help you out, but I don't have to.
Well, let's talk about that. So you talked about your delivery. What was your first communication with me?
Email.
And what made me so special? Was I the only person you emailed?
No. I
So
emailed
at
your
the
whole
end of the
conference.
day, so at the end of the day, it started with a professional communication where you emailed me, I emailed you back. Because I was just like, and I email everybody back, and I get in trouble for that, because you know, some prospects or some coaches will try to, you know, tell me something else when all I'm doing is responding to an email and I'm just giving you my opinion. But like you said, a lot of people can't handle that. But your communication with me started out very professionally. So me saying what I said to you is actually refreshing the way you are, because you've been consistent. You'll email me something professional. I'll email you back something professional. This doesn't happen just by us calling each other, you know, while we're watching a game or something, and say, hey, let's do such and such. Nah, it's a lot of professionalism, and we have to respond in a quick manner of time. Your time is money. I don't want to waste your time, and you know how busy I am. So it's a professional relationship that we have. Well, that can happen with a prospect and a coach. That can happen with a student athlete and his coach. That can happen with a student athlete and his professor. You know, there's always going to be some type of professionalism that has to go in your communication with someone if you're trying to get a degree, if you're trying to play college sports, if you're trying to be a professional. So that's what I like to preach with my guys. Communication is huge, and the more professional, the better. I teach my guys how to send out professional emails, believe it or not. You know, there's an opening to your email. There's a closing to your email. You know, you must look at grammar. You must look at punctuation. You have to look at all these little things. It matters. So when it comes to recruiting, that could be the difference between a young man going to a school and a young man not. And some people will look at it like, Coach, why didn't you take so and so? You know, I was sitting minding my business. How'd you let so and so go to so and so? You're looking at this big picture, but it's college athletics. So everything matters. Guess what? What happens in the stands when no one knows that I'm in the gym? What happens where that player's interacting with his coach? That stuff matters. What happens where a player may bump into someone in the gym that may be another student, maybe a custodian, whatever? That stuff matters. When I go into a gym, I like to go to early morning practices to talk to the custodians, to talk to the administrators. I want to know what type of young man I'm getting, because guess what? I got to bring that guy on my campus. They're going to be dealing with custodians. They're going to be dealing with professors. They're going to be dealing with compliance officers. They're going to be dealing with a whole genre of people, not just coaches. So all that stuff matters. So when it pertains to you, JR, my initial communication with you was a professional email. A professional relationship was birthed way before anything else. That's why things like this can happen. That's why you can get paid very well for what you do and what you did recently, my man. Kudos.
Yes, Coach. Like, I am on the road in Indianapolis. I was at game 3 and 4 this weekend doing my thing. Off season doing my thing to get extra money and get paid. So, you know, hey, the trip was a plus, Coach. It paid for itself.
So let me ask you a question. Did that happen because of lack of professionalism?
No, it happened because I'm good at what I do.
And I think more young people need to understand that. That can lead, like, everybody has a passion for sports right now. You could have a passion for the arts, you could have a passion for whatever. But if you have some type of professionalism, especially in your initial communication, that can lead to so many things. There are jobs out there that people don't even know exist that pay very well. And because you're not opening up yourself to being professional to every person that you see, you're missing out. And it's the same thing with recruiting. You may be missing out on schools, not because you can't play, but because you may not be able to send an email professionally, because you may not be able to speak to a coach professionally. That matters. Again, it goes back to communication. That matters. Or the person that's advocating for you may not be. Sometimes a young man could be perfect, but the person advocating for him is not. That matters too. Be careful who you have speaking for you.
Exactly, Coach. Like for me, outside of the NBA, where I have to really sell myself, because I'm not in that world. But I have to sell myself and say, look, this is what I do. And I'm independent. I don't have anybody backing me but me. I'm my own situation. I'm everything. You know, now, all I need you to do is give me an opportunity, and I can prove it to you. I follow your rules and procedures, whatever they are. Just give me opportunity. Don't shut me up because I'm not backed by somebody corporate. But that happens, though, especially in the NFL. MLB is getting better at it. NHL is terrible at it, too. A lot of these leagues outside the NBA don't want to deal with you if you're independent. They want to hold you down and keep you away. But they will credential those who have worked at corporate entities, and now they're independent, though. But if you're coming in independent already, they don't want to give you opportunity to cover the team. But if you work for a corporate paper or a radio station or whoop-de-woo, then you're on your own. They'll say no, they'll do it. But say, hold on, how's he gonna pass now? He was where he used to. He's not no more. These are the battles that I fight in the emails with these teams outside the NBA. Just being
transparent. How many times have you been told no? Not just once, but multiple times by the same person.
A lot.
But you keep going. And
I always ask them to tell me the difference between, because see, Coach, I do my homework. And I put you in a spot where you have to tell me, okay, you saying this, but he's doing this. How do we differ other than he worked here and I didn't work there? So then it gets to that's crickets. When I have them in the corner, there are no responses happen. Like I've told young men about females, I don't how to go back to that topic. No response is a response, son. Okay. take it back professionally. When a team don't respond, that's a response. I know I got them. I say, hey, well, this outlet does this. I do this. What's the difference? How are you determining? So when you put them in that corner, they don't want to respond. When I have them bothered, you know what? They get quiet. And since I'm at a point in my career, Coach, where I don't care anymore, I'll just say it. I'm not going to kiss the ring just to beg you. I'm going to come at you like, hey, treat me fairly, or you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What's the standard?
Absolutely.
I always say, what's the standard? But see, coach, they're going to tell you the standard because they won't be able to have that ambiguity to move the goalposts depending on whoever they need to move it for, see? So if I make you establish a standard, I'm forcing you to stay true to your standard. So they rather have ambiguous and move the goalposts so they can play it and mold it for who they want to mold it for.
Well, JR, I get in trouble because, you know, when I'm speaking to prospects, they'll use the word opportunity a lot, or chance. Coach, give me a chance. Give me a chance. I just want an opportunity. When you're speaking to a head coach, that's your opportunity. When you're speaking to a head coach, there's your chance. When you're speaking to an assistant coach, that's your opportunity. When you're speaking to an assistant coach, there's your chance. And there are players on my roster that have had to, you know, multiple times have to come back after hearing we're going to, you know, look at another direction, or maybe they just didn't work out that great the first time. But again, it's always the little things. You know what's crazy? And I won't say the person's name, but he's a very big part of what we've done since I've been at Albany State. Actually, it's not just him. I take a lot of my players based on their parents. And they don't even realize it. I'll look at the parents just as much as I look at the prospect. And obviously, most parents are always advocating for their son. In my instance, and for their daughter, you know, in female athletics. But the way that interaction is that you have with your parent, with your mother or your father, because it's been both times, been moms, it's been dads. And I've taken a player based on that, because here's the biggest thing. If I see, I'm here, but if I see that player does not want to let their parent down, not just in athletics, but in everything, in how they communicate, in their grades, in their basketball, in their preparation, in their interaction with their teammates, are they leaders, you know, where they're coming from? I look at all of that, and I've been pretty good in selecting players based upon that. So I'm going to keep doing that. That's why a lot of times when I talk to a player, one of the first questions I ask is, where are you from? Where are your parents from? Because that's going to tell me a lot with just those two questions.
No doubt, coach. You know, you're right about that. You ask those probing questions, as I learned in journalism school that I didn't go to. So, but
hey, and also business school, and you do very well in business too, my man.
Yes, business is something I'm good at. Yeah, coach, is like, man, like, you know, coach, like you said, man, that's very important. And it's funny, coach, this is what somebody, but people say this to me a lot, coach, you're gonna laugh at this. Gerald does not talk how he types. That's correct.
Somebody said that?
Yes, Gerald does not talk how he types.
Somebody put that in writing, or somebody put that?
Yes.
Wow.
They put, JR does not talk how he types. He types very much in a soft tone. If you meet him, he talks differently than that.
Wow, that says a lot. That statement says a lot right there. And unfortunately, let me be clear to every, you know, recruit out there. It's an unfair world. Absolutely, it's unfair. So what are you going to do about it? You know, is there are things against you. What are you going to do about it? It's definitely unfair. What are you going to do about it? That's what builds your character, because if you're the same person every day, you will get what you're looking for because you haven't changed. But the world, because it's unfair, it's going to change. It's what have you done for me lately? Everybody wants, you know, what the fad is or the end thing is now. That's going to change. Everybody's going crazy about the landscape, NIL and all that. That's going to change too, because that's just how the world is. But what are you going to be? Who are you going to be? Are you going to play for that, or are you going to play for that love and that passion you had when you were younger? That's important to decide what your future will be. And I always say to my student athletes, it's not about the next 4 years, it's about the next 40 years. 4 years go by fast. It's about the next 40 years. What are you going to do in the next 40 years? That's huge, because that now we're talking about generations. 4 years is not a generation. So 4 years is 4 years. What are you going to do? I got to prepare you for the next 40 years.
Coach, it's funny you say that. Like, coach, like you said about being professional. Of course, my base is the Atlanta Hawks. But now, I've been relationship with the Indiana Pacers now, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Orlando Magic. So guess what? There is a day where Atlanta's not my home. I've established a rapport three other places already now, besides my home base. So that's what I'm going for, professional and personal growth. And NFL teams, I will not name you, but you know who you are within this of Atlanta. I'll be calling you. We'll have some battles here the next few weeks. I'm just saying.
JR, this I'm just thinking, ain't that many NFL teams in Atlanta,
Within
so
the radius of Atlanta, within the radius of Atlanta, within the radius. So I'm talking teams, one where I know very well, to the northwest, to the northeast, up 75, up 65. So I will be calling you. We'll have some discussions because I know your credential dates in July. So we will be, while you're at little OTAs, getting ready for some JRA suckers.
Let's hope it's professional.
It
Let's hope
will
they're
be, coach.
professional.
It will
No, I
be.
know you're going to be professional. Let's hope it's
And look,
professional.
the team in Ohio. My friends in Ohio. I got Ohio connections. Come on, I got a connection in Ohio. Come on.
But JR, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I want young people to understand, especially those that, like you said, are still looking, for opportunities. Not only is it going to be unfair, you would think that the bigger the name or the brand, that they'll be professional, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's the small school that's the most professional, that's the most responsive. Sometimes it's the small school that you may not think much of that's like, wow, you go on a visit there and you're like, wow, this was incredible. You go to a bigger place, you're like, man, I was disappointed. And it all goes back to the person, to the character of the people involved. So you have to be able to judge character, and you also have to hold your character at a high standard if you're trying to get a good opportunity, because the Lord will match, you with the place that you're going to. So if you're not doing what you need to be doing inside, then how can you expect it outside? You have to be able to have that same energy where you're trying to go, and it will happen. With everything said, with everything being unfair, you're always going to get, especially with faith, you're always going to get what you're supposed to get. That's real righteousness, by the way, is having faith. Real righteousness is thinking, I have all these things stacked up against me, but I have the faith that I'm going to get what's for me. That's a righteous person. So, young people, it may be tough in May, it's going to be tough in June. Even tougher in July. Stay true to who you are. Just like you said, JR, stay true to who you are. That opportunity will come.
No doubt. We're wrapping there, folks. We're wrapping the show right there with Coach Gale, giving you the words of wisdom. We'll be back weekly. We'll be weekly now. This is off season now. We can get this thing again. So Coach Gale, I'll be back next week. Maybe do some playoff talk. We never know. We don't script nothing, Coach. I know who's going here today. It has happened. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, tonight's a big night. Tonight's a big night for all those that know me. Tonight's a big night. Let's
I
go
know what it is,
Knicks.
Coach.
We need Pat in the building. Pat, you was in Boston. We need you in the building tonight. We need you in the locker room, the bill everywhere. Let's go Knicks.
The Oregon League tonight, Coach, and I will be remixing the organ in my head, as you know, Coach. All right, both for Coach and JR, we out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.